Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
I don't mind the Bloodline winning kasi feeling ko mas maganda yung victory ni Cody. Okay, so Bloodline rules na pagka nanalo si Roman and Rock. Feel ko mas maganda yung victory ni Cody, like bugbog sarado siya and all. That's a perfect way to finish a story. Like, he would go through a lot during that Bloodline rules match.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Chino Liao, Rowan ASH, Emil Nate all checking in for this very, very special WrestleMania week episode. It is our annual WrestleMania prediction stream. At di lang yun, it is actually our 10th anniversary week here on the pod. Yay. So para sa mga hindi aware, this podcast actually started in 2014. Kami ni Ro, we were the OGs who started the show, and we recorded on the evening of WrestleMania 30. So pumunta kami ng viewing party sa Google Bar, organized by OG PWR, hindi pa kami PWR nun. And after my radio show, which ended mga 8 p.m., nag-record kami ni Ro ng pilot episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. So, it was under a different name then. And, you know, in the 10 years since, sobrang dami nang nangyari. And every year we celebrate our anniversary, kind of like Chino and I celebrated with Rowan and Emil for the first time last year. So, you know, we're planning something really big, pero pinapatapos lang muna namin yung WrestleMania 40 kasi ang daming ganap. And then we'll let you know because later this month, we actually have an anniversary event that we are planning. So we're so excited to share that with all of you. But, you know, just before we get to all of the business stuff, once again, happy 10th anniversary, guys, and happy 10th anniversary to our community.
10 years. Mm-hmm. 10 years on the pod. 8 years for me as a fan, 2 years as part of this. So it's been an incredible journey for all of us here.
Yeah, I mean, I've been listening since 2015, late 2015. And then, nakasama ko ng wrestling podcast kahit hindi ako part of the show. Like, pag nagko-commute ako from school, on the way to school, it's been part of my life, part of my high school life na rin. And I'm really happy na 10 years na tayo.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, Rowan, because it really feels like the podcast is like a radio show, diba? Yung binabanggit nyo, not just you, Rowan, but even some of our listeners saying na dala-dala nila tayo sa weekly commute nila or daily commute nila, and we keep them sane through the traffic. That's something na ako as a radio listener growing up, I treated radio that way, and for our podcast to be mentioned like that is a huge, huge deal to me. Chino, I'm sure you feel the same way having gone through radio yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wala, every year naman, sinasabi ko kung ano yung feelings ko about the pod being a part of it. And I rather save those sentiments for when we do actually get to celebrate.
Yeah, yun. So si Adore / Ali wants to be at the 10th anniversary celebration. Ito, clue for everyone. We are all going to have a happy 420, but the legal kind. So mark your calendars, April 20th, 420. That's when we'll celebrate 10 years of the Wrestling Podcast. All right, we have a very busy show, so let's get to some of our plugs. Yung imminent na gagawin natin, of course, is our WrestleMania viewing party, which is happening on Sunday and Monday. That's going to be at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. So magkasabay yun. And wala nang early bird tickets, all right? So maraming salamat to everybody who bought your tickets for the viewing parties. Masaya yung feeling na na-sold out namin agad, like a day earlier than we intended.
Masaya yung feeling na kumita tayo ng pera. Huwag na tayo magpaka-plastic. Masaya yung feeling na kumita ng pera.
Kaswala na pala tayo sa... Yeah.
Yeah, and syempre makasama sila lahat to watch WrestleMania live, diba? But mostly the money, come on. Yeah, mostly the money.
Pero may walk-in tickets pa, guys, ha? Meron pang walk-in tickets available at 450 pesos per ticket. That's gonna be at both venues. And kahit walk-in manyan or early bird ticket, you get a free iced tea and you get a chance to win prizes courtesy of our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, Hobby Danzy, and Hobby Stadium. So lahat yan magiging available to everybody who will be attending our viewing party. And syempre, added benefit ng patrons natin, meron silang special table all on their own. Alright? So, yun yung pa-thank you namin sa mga Wrestling Podcast patrons. Meron din tayong table reservations for Skinny Mike's. So, kinonfirm na ng management ni Sir Ruben that if you've got early bird tickets for the Skinny Mike's viewing party, that's as good as a table reservation. So, we're just figuring out kung ano yung seat plan for that one. So, it's going to be the bar taking care of that. Shout out to Mr. Dwayne Manalastas, by the way.
Hey, Sir Dwayne.
His Toys and Collectibles, thank you very much sa pag-sponsor ng prizes natin. All right, so we will see you there at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. Remember, 6 a.m. doors open na kasi yung countdown to WrestleMania, which is the new name for the kickoff shows. They start at 5. Si CM Punk will actually be there. So if you want to watch CM Punk run his mouth, nandun yun sa countdown. And then the main show starts 7 a.m. It's a special start time. First time in WrestleMania history na 7 a.m. time magsisimula, all right? And for those na team bahay tulad ko, hopefully you find a way to catch it on Disney Plus or a legal way to catch it on the WWE Network. Give the Tagalog stream a try if you have access to the WWE Network. All right, let's talk about WWE on Blast TV. Ito yung paboritong plug ni Ro. But since he's not here, we will do the job for Ro because this is a responsibility he has taken on all by himself. Please go subscribe to Blast TV to catch WWE, your Raw, NXT, and SmackDown. It is live and on demand, all right? So if you want to make sure that we still get yung Raw, NXT, and SmackDown live and on demand legally without having to go to the high seas, all you have to do is to go to Blast TV, sign up for an account. If you've got Converge or Globe at home, libre yon. Pero for everyone else, it's about 169 pesos or 179 pesos a month. So, sobrang mura lang niya. And as Ro is making his happy Ro noises in our chat, you know, everything you need to catch your weekly WWE television, nandun yun. You can also catch other movies, other shows. Pinapalabas din sa Blast TV. I personally have found American Reunion from the American Pie franchise nandun yung Blast TV in all its uncensored glory. So thank you Blast TV for that one. But yeah, huge fan of Blast TV and how they've brought the WWE to us, made it accessible to the Filipino wrestling audience. Okay. Oh, no, Emil, you want to talk about the patrons or you want to get to Clash at the Castle?
Yeah, diretso na tayo. Diretso na tayo sa Clash at the Castle.
All right. Sige. Let's start off with this piece of news. We found out earlier this week na merong Clash at the Castle ulit for 2024 and it will be the second PLE right after WrestleMania. So after Mania weekend, we're going to have WrestleMania Backlash in France. And then in June, we're going to be in Glasgow, Scotland for Clash at the Castle. So ang Scotland and Wales, same time zone yan. And based on when we did Clash at the Castle in 2022, it started around 1 or 2 a.m. Manila time. So expect nyo na rin na parang ganun yung magiging schedule nun. So guys, how do you feel about this one? We'll start with Rowan.
The world is watching. I'm really happy that they're traveling all over the world and setting up pay-per-views like this. Biromo, we have Backlash at France, di ba? And then we're going to have a second Clash at the Castle. So I'm really happy we're going to have an international flavor.
Yeah, but single, after WrestleMania, we're going to have three special events for PLEs.
Clash at Berlin pa pala.
Oh, yun. So we have three. So for three PLEs, we're gonna be up at the madaling araw to watch WWE, which it's fine for me kasi gising naman talaga ako na madaling araw. But for some people, they're gonna have to make the time for it. Ito lang masasabi ko, they better not screw with Drew McIntyre again this time around. Kasi the last Clash of the Castle, it was supposed to be his moment, but you all know what happened. So dito, Scotland to, so this is now his hometown talaga. So I think he's gonna have his moment.
Oh, Emil, he'll be the world champion. Sweet summer child. What do you think? Have you never seen WWE product before? Ilang beses sila pumunta sa hometown, tas natali yung hometown hero. You sweet summer child. No, they can screw with Drew all they want as long as they don't forget about Asia. Diba? Malaki na yung chance na pumunta dito yung WWE, guys.
Oh,
think
yeah,
about
definitely.
It. Diba?
Are we really gonna hold out hope that it's gonna happen here? I was on the ComSat Boys podcast earlier this week.
Sorry, hindi ko sinabi Pilipinas, okay? Sinabi ko lang Asia, right?
Okay. Buti malinaw.
They can have it in Singapore, which is essentially the only first world country in Southeast Asia. Diba? Why not? Diba? Promote this Danny Chen. Bring him to town. Diba? Make a PLE happen here. Diba? If it's happening in France and Germany and the UK, why can't it happen in our neck of the woods, diba? So that's what I'm holding out for.
So diba, they already had PLE sa Australia. So malapit-lapit na lang yun, Asia na yun.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yun, diba?
Oh, diba?
Hop and skip
back
away.
Back in 2015, they had Beast from the East.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah, that happened in Japan. Yes. So we'll see. Tingnan natin kung ano mangyayari if one day pinalad tayo na a WWE PLE will actually be held in Asia. I think dudumugi natin yan, di ba? Kind of like how yung mga Swifties nagsipunta sa Tokyo, nagsipunta sa Singapore for the Eras Tour. Sigurado naman tayo mga wrestling fans, funds and budget be willing. We'll make a way for that to happen. All right, it's time to get to the meat of the show, WrestleMania predictions. Pero bago yan, eto may tanong si Gerald Rapales. How to avail of tickets for the watch party this weekend? Simple lang, Gerald, magpakita ka. Punta ka sa Skinny Mike's or sa Hobby Stadium on Sunday or Monday. Pero agahan mo ha, baka mamaya kasi mapuno na yung venue, maubusan ka ng tickets. Walk-in tickets will be available at 450 pesos each. Pero again, limited slots na lang yan. So aga-agahan na lang natin sa pagpunta sa Skinny Mike's at Hobby Stadium. Meron tayong reg table doon where you can buy your tickets. Alright? Who's ready for WrestleMania? We already have the card. If you check out WWE.com and even yung Wikipedia, naka-reflect na doon kung anong matches ang gaganapin sa WrestleMania Saturday and WrestleMania Sunday. So we're gonna start with our predictions for WrestleMania Saturday. And we're gonna talk about the Women's World Championship match. Dito tayo magsisimula. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Who you guys got? We'll start with Emil.
At the beginning of this program, I was thinking that it's gonna be Becky. This is gonna be her redemption tour since she hasn't been champion or she hasn't been a world champion ever since SummerSlam of 2022. So it's been a long time. Although she did win the NXT Championship nga pala last year. But now that we're a few days away from WrestleMania, actually, I don't mind Ripley retaining and have her go on this Roman-like title reign. She's unbeatable. Like, even the best of the best can't beat her. So, Becky is already a legend, no matter matalo man siya or manalo man siya sa WrestleMania. But a Rhea Ripley signature win here will... That's a big stamp of approval as she's like the biggest star now in the WWE. So, you know what? I'll go with Rhea Ripley here with this one.
Interesting. Considering that they've made it personal, diba, by involving Rue, yung daughter ni Seth and Becky in this story.
Yep. So that's what I'm going with. Rhea Ripley. Mm-hmm.
Okay, or Rowan Chino.
I'm going to say Becky. Becky takes this because of the momentum that they've brought in and the fact that they have made it personal. Ang ganda lang din kasi ng build niya from Chamber till now. Diba? I was already convinced na si Nia Jax kayo magiging champion coming out of the Australia show. But this time around, I feel like Rhea Ripley's gonna have to drop to Becky because of her momentum, but also because they're really trying to work on that Judgment Day breakup still. Diba? Like long-term storytelling nila dun. So I think with Rhea dropping the title to Becky at Mania, malaking factor yan moving forward for the Judgment Day. So I'm gonna say Becky.
I partially agree with what Emil said na Rhea Ripley needs like a Roman Reigns type of title reign. Pero I think Becky needs to win this one kasi ang ganda nga ng build like Chino said here. And I agree na the momentum is with Becky and I'd rather see her win than Mommy.
All right. So it's 2 for Becky, 1 for Rhea. People in the comments, yun na, naglalabasan na sino yung mga simp ni Rhea Ripley, sino yung mga maka-Becky Lynch. Keep those comments coming, right, for the predictions. Let's keep that conversation going. As we head to the next match, ito, Intercontinental Championship. It's Gunther against Sami Zayn. Ito, may question pa ako aside from who do you think will win. What do you think will Chad Gable's involvement be? Doon ako pinaka-curious because we're days away from Mania. He hasn't been added to the match, but he's clearly a central figure then in this story. Chino, what do you think?
I don't necessarily know what role Gable will play here. I don't think they're going to turn this into a triple threat. I do, however, think that Sammy does not beat Gunther because I don't think this is what leads. This is where his story leads. We've talked about this no recording natin, that audio only that we did, wherein we all believe that Sammy is even doubting himself, diba? And this self-doubt, it's really a good way to introduce a new heel characteristic to Sami Zayn. So I feel like this will lead into a descent into madness, a sort of one bad day for him to turn eventually. But I don't necessarily know if it'll happen on Mania, but I do know or feel that Sami winning against Gunther benefits him. I think if anything, it just furthers his narrative of saying wala siyang tiwala sa sarili niya, therefore he just goes crazier and crazier. So I feel like Sami doesn't win.
Wow. All right. So Gunther. Okay. Rowan, what do you think?
No, wala si Rowan.
Ay, Emil, sorry. And Rowan.
Yeah, Rowan.
All right, I'm back. Rowan. Sorry, garal-gal kasi naririnig ko kanina, so I had to restart. Anyway, I'm going with Gunther here. As much as I want Sami to win, like an underdog that he is, I still believe Gunther would win, even though medyo believable na Sami is the perfect guy who can beat Gunther. So I'm going with Gunther, and I know there's someone who's a perfect guy who can beat Gunther. Probably Ilya Dragunov if he gets called up somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm. My first of all, I love the Rocky-esque vignette, by the way, on Raw.
Yeah, may training montage dun sa performance center, eh, no?
And that yung monologue na ginawa ni Sabi. Now, I'm afraid I've watched Rocky 3. That's one of my favorite films of all time, and you know, I immediately got the connection there. But I think I've been thinking about this ever since Gable got involved. He's gonna turn heel and then join Imperium. He's gonna be the American member of Imperium.
I kind of want to see.
Yeah, like. I don't know. Like, I think Gable with Imperium is gonna add spice to that stable. Because I always see Imperium as a 4-man faction, not really a 3-man faction. So I go with Gunther, and I just don't think Sammy's the guy to beat Gunther. I still think it should be Ilya. Honestly, I'm still waiting for that call up. Because I think he was the last guy to defeat Gunther ever in a singles match. So I feel like it's appropriate na he's the one who has Gunther's number.
Interesting. Si- everybody is saying na ano na Sammy's not the guy. Sabi ni Reginald, Sammy is not worthy. Harsh naman, lakas maka oh. Not worthy.
Itong si Adore, gustong bumalik si Sheamus para maging three-way. Ano ka, Liv Morgan stan account? Gustong maging three-way yung world title match?
Alright, let's move on. Since unanimous tayong lahat dito na, it's Gunther title defense, no? It's gonna be crazy though if Sammy actually pulls it out on WrestleMania Saturday. Ito, the Undisputed Tag Team Championships will be on the line in a six-pack ladder tag team match featuring The Judgment Day, DIY, The New Day, Awesome Truth, A-Town Down Under, and The New Catch Republic. And then on Monday Night Raw this past week, in-announced ni Michael Cole yung stipulations ng match na both sets of the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships will be suspended above the ring and the match will go on until both Tag Team Championships have been retrieved. So it's entirely possible na ito na yung plot device to split the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championship. So with that being said, Rowan, who do you think will take home either both sets or the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Championships?
Medyo nahirapan nga ako mag-predict dito eh. Pero I do like the idea na i-split na yung Raw and SmackDown titles. I actually thought, sorry, before I predict it, I actually thought na is it possible na magkaiba yung Tag Team Champions? Like halimbawa Austin Theory wins and then R-Truth wins. Like, magkakaiba yung tag partners? Is that possible? Nah.
Pero, no, okay, I don't think so. Like, what do you mean? What are you trying to say here?
Okay, so one guy unhooks the Raw tag belt, and then the other half of the Raw tag belt will be unhooked by a guy who's not his partner.
No, that doesn't happen. Traditionally, okay. Kapag ladder match and then tag team championships, kung nasungkit na yung isa, edi matik, parang it goes to that tag team already.
All right, okay. Well, anyway, so if we're going for the Raw tag titles, I want Awesome Truth to win. And if for the SmackDown titles naman, I want New Catch Republic, NCR Taya.
Yeah, I'm gonna say for SmackDown, I feel like A-Town Down Under might take it. They are the type of team, yung alliance kasi nila with Logan Paul is the type of team that the WWE will hitch themselves to. They're young. They're charismatic. Logan Paul is a heat magnet. And not only that, he brings a lot of business with him. So if they're really serious about this partnership with Logan Paul and with this duo, I feel like it's their step in the right direction. Especially since CD Theory and C. Grayson Waller have just been putting in the work ever since they got together. For the Raw side of things, I'm going to say DIY just because they're a sentimental favorite. So, mm-hmm. You need two choices. Go.
All right. So, for me, for the Raw tag team titles, I also go with DIY since you could see the effort with Triple H in trying to push these guys ever since reuniting last year. And so I'll give them the titles. And then for the SmackDown, kasi bata sila ni Triple H. So I go with New Catch Republic. So it's two sets of Triple H guys here splitting the tag team titles. So I go DIY and New Catch Republic.
I'm seeing people here in the comments saying that Awesome Truth might win the Raw Tag Team Championships, which I think is actually an actual possibility, just because of the good work that R-Truth has done to get himself over right after he returned, diba?
Yeah, pwede kasi yung especially in combination nila with Regeneration X with DIY, diba? It's very good TV. So it might also lead that way. I think if anything, now that you mentioned it, might lean more towards Awesome Truth than DIY. But like I said, DIY for me is a sentimental favorite. So I'm still sticking with DIY.
Yeah, no, I totally get you. No matter who wins this match, I wouldn't mind seeing everyone but the Judgment Day just because they've been tag team champions for so long, diba? So this is one of those open-ended matches. Now, you know, and anyone really other than the defending champions would be great, diba? Especially since it looks like they will be splitting the tag team championships at this point. Speaking of splitting and breaks, we're going to take a quick break right here so we can hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network. Second half of WrestleMania Saturday predictions right after this.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits! Alright, wala si Babyface producer Jasper ngayon. So I'm actually the one controlling everything behind the scenes right now. So kung meron mga snafus, pasensya na. It's been a day. Alright, let's move on with the rest of the WrestleMania Saturday predictions. Eto, brother versus brother. The third ever brother versus brother match in WrestleMania history. And nagkataon lang na every 15 years meron ganito. 1994, Bret versus Owen. 2009, Matt versus Jeff. And then now it is Jimmy versus Jay. So, Chino, who do you think is getting this one?
Mas iniisip ko kung sino yung pwedeng sunod na brother duo in like
Undertaker and Kane.
Creed Brothers in the next 15 years.
Creed Brothers in 15
years. Yeah, the Creed Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind.
Hopefully, hopefully they're still around in 15 years. But yeah, why not? Why not? Dito, but as far as this match is concerned, I would like to say Jay wins this match. I would like to see him at least get something out of this rivalry. Feeling ko, doon naman din to papunta, even if they kind of sort of cobbled it together. A lot of people didn't like the build up, and I'm just glad that they're ending it. And I would like to see the story end on a high note, and that is with the main event Jey Uso winning. So I'm going to say Jey Uso.
I go okay. Jimmy, just because if you have been, again, if you've been following the brother versus brother matches in previous WrestleManias, it's always the I don't want to say lesser, but it's always the less popular brother who wins. Diba? Owen won at WrestleMania 10. Matt Hardy won at WrestleMania 25. And following that trend, I go Jimmy Uso. Also, just because wala pa siyang credible win eh, ever since splitting. So this is
his... Jimmy has screwed Jay out of a Grand Slam championship at this point, so you're going to deprive Jay then of a win at WrestleMania?
Jay already is having success as a singles guy anyway. He's popular. He's one of the guys on Raw who's getting loud cheers every week. But Jimmy, on the other hand, sobrang walang momentum si Jimmy Uso at this point. I explained that when this match was announced, of how frustrated I am. Of they could have told this story a little bit better, but you know, parang pinilit na lang at the last minute because again it's WrestleMania season. We have to get these two guys in a match. So I'll go with Jimmy just so they could give him a little bit, so that they could throw him a bone here. Kasi sobrang walang credibility si Jimmy at this point for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rowan.
I want Jay to break that trend. The older brother or the lesser popular brother wins. I want Jay to win. I've always been a Jey Uso stan account. I've always wanted Jay to find success as a single star. Like he competed for the US title, Intercontinental title, even though he came up short. Pero this time, I want him to win and, you know, para, ano, ma-justify na yung mga pinagdaanan niya. Like, or like, not justify, like, he can get through all the things that he has gone through. And a big victory would be, ano, huge for Jey Uso.
Ito sabi ni Franz, dapat daw may stipulation. Anong gusto mo? Ano? Like a death match? Like sina Swerve and Hangman?
Gusto mo
meron magmumug ng dugo?
No! Oh God!
No, probably just to make it a little bit interesting, I guess. Rather than
is it
just
not interesting on its own? It's
that's
brother versus brother?
People have because of the bad build-up. When you say it's not interesting, it's supposed to be interesting because they built this shit up for 3 years. We just lost track of it, but it's been building up, diba? Kaya masaya na ako na matatapos na to eh because they really dropped the ball here towards the end. This is like season 7 of Game of Thrones level ball dropping here. So I'm just glad na matatapos na.
Sabi ni Bruce, I want Jey to win, but I also want them to make up after. Kind of hard, Bruce, given everything Jimmy has put Jey through.
Yeah, do you want an Uso reunion? Is that what you're looking for? I don't think it's happening.
I want my older brother.
way too soon for a Usos reunion. Because they're just building up the singles careers of both guys. So if you put them back on a tag team, masasayang yung singles.
that's funny. Yeah. Sige, yeah. Kuya, yung stipulation, sige.
Sabi ni Febrian, di matalo papaluin ni Rikishi. Yeah, I kind of like this too. Bad ka eh. Pag bad ka, lagot ka. Di ba? Joker Arroyo.
Hey, Joker Arroyo.
Yeah, rest in peace. All right, next match here on WrestleMania Saturday. It is Damage Control going up against Bianca Belair, Naomi, and the debuting Jade Cargill. So we've talked about this nung picks of the week and weekend reactions natin. So let's get right to the match. Do we get a feel-good moment here since we're introducing the storm that is Jade Cargill? Emil, what do you think?
Yes, this is going to be a team babyface win. Just for the fact, we're getting Jade Cargill's first WrestleMania. So this is an easy pick for me.
Mm-hmm. I want to agree, but I have a hard time believing that the women's tag team champions are going to lose at WrestleMania. Hindi din siyang magandang pamahiin if you think about it. Because they're champions. After all, regardless of whether or not Dakota Kai is just there to eat the pin, diba? It doesn't bode well kung champion ka at natalo ka in a tag team match, diba? Regardless of whether or not it's a regular tag team match or a six-woman tag team match. So, that said, I think, yes, Jade will be there to put up a showing, but I still think it's a heel victory at the end of the day. So, I'm going to say, Damage Control take the win.
Yeah, Damage Control hasn't won at WrestleMania. Well, then again, they've only been to one WrestleMania prior to 40. But, you know, if they lose, it'll be 0-2 for the faction at Mania. Rowan, what do you think?
Team Babyface. I want Jade Cargill to have her WrestleMania moment since it's her debut, her first WrestleMania. And Naomi, kakabalik niya lang din. And I want her to have a WrestleMania moment. As simple as that.
Plus, para makontinue yung streak ni Bianca, di ba? She's undefeated at WrestleMania, di ba?
That's right. She is undefeated at WrestleMania. So, meanwhile, Asuka is winless at WrestleMania, as Derv points out.
Yeah, so baby faces though for the win.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. Next up, we've got Rey versus Dominik 2 in the form of this tag team match. It is Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominik Mysterio. Rowan, let's start with you.
Part of me wants Legado. Wait, hindi pala Legado si ano Dom. Well, Team Dom will win because like para just to even, like he lost against Rey last year, so maybe we can give Dominik and Santos the win this time. Sayang nga lang na it's Dragon Lee's first WrestleMania.
I mean, if we're gonna say that about every match, diba? Someone has to win or lose in all of these matches.
Yeah.
Yung argument nyo na, first ito, so dapat manalo siya, is on faulty legs here. Because it's not like they're not gonna go back to WrestleMania the year after, di ba? Malay natin, di ba? They make it to every WrestleMania from here on out. And it's discounting the, yeah, tsaka, the talent.
Sorry, judging from the build din kasi, parang feel ko, mas may advantage si Santos tsaka si Dominic. I mean, we've never seen them team up before, so who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the LWO take the L here for this match. They are really serious about building up what's it called now? La Familia.
Legado del Fantasma.
Legado del Fantasma. Because they added Electro Lopez to the mix. They made sure that see Angel and see Umberto were looking strong as a tag team. So ako kasi, I feel like LWO is on its way out, even if they did add Dragon Lee to their party. So feeling ko talaga, ano to eh, it's a Legado win.
Ako, first of all, I can't believe natatagal lang isang taon yung LWO. I thought it was like a temporary thing for the WrestleMania match last year. And then it became a faction for a year now. But I think Dragon Lee is there to take the pin, actually. Contrary to what Rowan is saying, this is his first WrestleMania, so he should win. But I think he's there to take the pin. So I'll go with the heels here for the win.
All right. Let's see if anybody will be walking through the flame as Dragon Lee's song goes. Let's round out WrestleMania Saturday with the main event. It is Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins taking on the Bloodline, Roman Reigns, the Tribal Chief, and The Rock, the final boss. So stipulations natin, if Cody and Seth win, then everybody from the Bloodline is banned from ringside during the WrestleMania Sunday main event. But if the Bloodline wins, it is Bloodline rules.
Heels win.
Yeah, heels win. Yeah.
Heels win.
Sorry, go ahead, guys.
I don't mind the Bloodline winning kasi feeling ko mas maganda yung victory ni Cody. Okay, so Bloodline rules na pagka nanalo si Roman and Rock. Feel ko mas maganda yung victory ni Cody, like bugbog sarado siya and all. And that's a perfect way to finish a story. Like he would go through a lot during that Bloodline rules match. So I'm gonna give the heels the victory on this one.
Same thing here. I'll go with Bloodline. Bloodline with the win. Just because to set up the heroic victory of Cody the next night. That's parang the only reason.
Yes, ako din. Bloodline win. I believe that Cody isn't booked to win back-to-back matches as a Mania. His story doesn't show that. Diba? Hindi naman siya binok to be invincible, undefeatable in any sort of way. In fact, if anything, underdog siya parate. So, him losing and having to beat Roman Reigns in a Bloodline match really just puts an exclamation point at the end of that story he's trying to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Plus,
Plus,
with this one, kasi naisip ko, again, I'm thinking post-Mania, with this dito sa match na to, which Rock is involved, they'll win. And then if the next night Roman loses, that pretty much sets up, you know, the Rock versus Roman match for a future night. So that's why an important part to get there is for the Bloodline here to win with the Rock being involved.
May tanong dito si Bruce. I thought they will dissolve the World Heavyweight Championship if Cody and Seth lose. So they never really followed up on it after siya binanggit ni Rock dun kickoff. Dun sa yung kickoff event in Las Vegas. After that, walang follow-up eh. So, as far as we all know, it's not part of the official storytelling. Binitawan ng ni Rock yung mga salitang yun, but it's not in the official stipulation. So, that's not actually gonna affect anything. So, yeah. Very interesting kung, yung nga, we get Bloodline rules, diba? Which is really just shorthand for anything goes, you know, no disqualifications or whatever. So, yeah, that's going to do it for our WrestleMania Saturday predictions. But just refresh your feeds. Our predictions for WrestleMania Sunday should be up here as well. So you can skip right on over to our next episode. Make sure to follow us on social media, Twitter and TikTok. It is at Wrestling2XPod. And everywhere else, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, it's at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Make sure to tweet us as well, yung mga predictions niyo, or your comments and reactions to everything that we've talked about, the shots we've called. It is at Chino Supersize, at EML underscore Meister, at Monday Night Rowan, at Roeswar, and at underscore Stan C. For my co-hosts, Chino Liao, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying, thank you very much for catching another episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.